Buckle up, Australia.
Buckle up.
Now, right across the country, broadcasting to every corner of this big brown land on the Triple M Network. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
All right, welcome to it. This is the Marty Sheargold Show for your Wednesday afternoon.
Hump day. It just occurred to me, it's hump day.
Weekend just around the corner. Can we say that?
You're over the hump now.
Absolutely.
3 o'clock in the arbor, you're done.
Limo is going to be with us in the next little while.
Leams, I love him.
Friend of the show, he is on the way, plus also a little later on this hour, Marty, you and Will are going to get competitive again with Lauren's little quiz.
I predict I'll wipe the floor with Will today.
Best of luck.
Let's revisit that.
Yeah. It's coming up. This is the Marty Sheargold Show around Australia on Triple M. Welcome, Limo.
Yay! Clapping myself in. That's what I do.
That's what you do. That's who you are.
Welcome, Limo.
Welcome, Limo. Great to see you, mate.
If you can't clap yourself in, Marty, how can you expect others to clap you in?
Mate, push off the fence and have a real tilt.
That's it.
Leams, lovely to see you. Always lovely to see you. One of my favourite people.
Nice to see you as well. And, Marty, we've got to wind the clock back 18 years to the last time we shared a studio.
Are you joking? We must have been in a studio.
No, we haven't.
Are you kidding me?
We have not.
Well, that is ludicrous.
We did a breakfast show together for 1 week, as you know.
Yes, a handover, as it were.
A handover, and you got me the jobs, and thank you for getting me into radio.
Absolute pleasure.
It's been very kind to me over the years.
I'm sure it has.
I say a week,
yeah,
but I actually only worked with you for 4 days.
That's right.
I chucked a sickie on my first day.
That is such a great phoner. We should do that as well.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do that now. Did you take your first day off? Because Leams did. And the guy who was running the joint at the time, Craig Bruce, was like, is this something that I should be expecting? I'm like, I'm a bit surprised after vouching for you.
Shiggs has totally tipped me into the job. Like, he's your man.
Yeah, he's an Adelaide guy. He's good. He's a straight up and down guy. He's funny. He'll make this work.
Oh, man. You know what happened? It was the Sunday night, and I thought, well, I'd better get some material, something to talk about.
Mm.
And Damien Fleming, good friend of ours, said, come with me to see Brett Lee's band Six and Out.
No way. Is that why you missed the day?
So we went in Adelaide to the General Havelock Hotel and we saw Six and Out play, and it was one hell of a night. I mean, if you've ever seen Richard Cheekwee on lead guitar, you can't walk away from that, right?
A middle-ordered New South Wales batsman. Oh, that's hilarious.
So we've had a massive night. I got home at 3 and I didn't even set my alarm.
You're kidding.
And it's my first day.
And you got home at 3?
I got home at 3.
That's outrageous.
My head was, I was in a weird headspace.
Yeah.
And
you had a job. It was really unsettling you.
So just to finish that story, I got home at 3. I got up at midday and I'd 24 missed calls from the boss. Right?
24?
24 missed calls? He's not ringing you back, mate. Relax. Who 24 missed calls someone?
Look, anytime I've left a girl with 24 missed calls, she's never called me back.
Exactly. Well, she's pregnant. I mean, why are you 24 missed calling someone?
He wasn't happy. So I called him back and he said, what happened this morning? And I thought, well, I've got to have to be honest. So I said, I've just had a blinder last night.
Day one. What an awful admission to have to make.
And didn't set my alarm.
Oh,
and he said to me, he said, are you going to come in tomorrow? True story. And I said, yeah, I'll be there tomorrow.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So I went in the next day and we worked together for 4 days.
Four-day handover. It's Comedy Festival time in Melbourne. Wonderful time of the year.
Yeah.
It's just really such a great time to get out and about and have a look at who's on and what's on offer. And Limo is part of that with his new show, 2020 Vision, which is at the Imperial Hotel. Check the suitable guides for times and dates.
Yes, I'm a first half of the festival guy. So I'm on now. Get in. Tickets are selling. So buy your tickets.
And
get
you've knocked this one in because I know you did very well in Adelaide and you've just come out of that festival.
I did it in Adelaide where the coronavirus never happened.
I know. There actually. You and I were there last year.
Yeah, we were there for the original lockdown. That was the final Sunday of the Adelaide Fringe last year.
That's right.
It was the last day anything happened ever anywhere.
And they were saying, oh, we're not sure if we'll finish the weekend. And we were like, well, finish the weekend. We're blind. Of course we're finishing the weekend.
I'll tell you how skew if people's judgment was back then. My mum was due to fly from Adelaide to Melbourne on the Saturday to spend time with us.
Yeah, right.
In that crucial weekend last year. And I was talking to her on a Saturday and, you know, she's in her 80s and she was like, oh, I don't know if I should travel. It feels a bit risky.
Yeah.
You know, air travel, I'm in my 80s. I said, look, mum, err on the side of caution.
Yeah.
Stay in Adelaide. Mm. You know, it's totally fine. We'll catch up soon. Mm. She goes, no worries. I talked to her on the Sunday. I said, oh, what'd you get up to for your Saturday night? She goes, oh, I went and saw Lawrence Mooney's show in a packed theatre with 800 other people.
No, she missed a bit of the COVID idea, as we all did.
Yeah.
This is fun, mate. So, first half of the festival.
It's a little bit of therapy, this show, Shigsy.
Well, I was just about to say, give us an idea. Give us a ballpark us.
Well, we're reflecting on the year 2020.
Yeah, which was a balls up.
Which was a complete balls up. And, you know, one of the positives about 2020, in my opinion, is that we got to learn about our neighbours, didn't we?
Yeah.
Because we all think we know the other people in our city and in our neighbourhood.
Yeah.
But last year we really learnt about them, didn't we?
We sure did.
Panic buying toilet paper. There's one. Who knew we lived with those freaks?
I know. I will never get over panic buying toilet paper.
No, neither will I. I saw a guy at my local supermarket, 72 rolls of toilet paper in his trolley at the checkout and no food.
And no food.
This bloke doesn't get how the system works.
No. What does he think he was going to poo out?
You're going to need some snacks, brother. Well, the toilet paper's redundant.
Even just a box of savoury shakes. Who's ever walked past them near the register and not grabbed one?
And also, you know, whenever someone tested positive to coronavirus, they would list in the paper all the venues they'd been for the last 2 days.
Mm.
And every single person who tested positive, I swear, had been to about 40 venues in 2 days.
I couldn't believe it.
I was like, are you only testing drug dealers? Jesus, what are you doing?
Is this an eastern suburbs of Sydney test?
but my favourite was the bloke who got caught in Wodonga by police when Melbourne was in hard lockdown. You couldn't travel more than 5 km from your home.
No way.
Police found him in Wodonga.
Yeah.
And they said, mate, what are you doing in Wodonga? Mm. You live in Melbourne.
Mm.
And he said, oh, I've come to go to Macca's. And he must have driven past 50 Maccas on his way, right? Anyway, it turned out he was on a Tinder date. Now, my question is, what sort of a shit show is your Tinder profile when you can't get a nibble in a city of 5 million people? You've got to flick your radius out 350 k's, which is surely a red flag to that poor woman in Wodonga.
Oh, my God. She must have been thinking, why is he coming out here? Oh, well, we'll go to Macca's. Lovely to see you, mate. Well done.
Thank you, Marty. Thank you, team.
Oh, actually, before you go, let's play our game.
Oh, please.
Which Lauren is presenting me with on her computer. Is this your work computer?
Yeah.
Oh, it's very nice.
It's very shiny.
It's very good.
Yeah, it is. It's good.
As we rotate people through the festival, we're just going to play a little game with them. What would you rather?
Right.
Just because it's fun. Here's the first what would you rather. The first of three, so relax. At least you know there's an end point. First, what would you rather?
As he looks at his watch. Alrighty. Yes.
You've got stuff to do. With Anthony Lehman joining us, Lemo. Would you rather poop yourself once a year in public or every day in private?
Once a year in public.
Totes. I couldn't agree more.
And I'd leave it there for the day.
And it wouldn't be my first either, just quietly. That night at Munro's when I decided to have a steak. Gee, that was a long night.
Yeah. I mean, I think everyone at some point in their lives has gone, oh, I reckon I can sneak this fart out.
No, no, you never can. If that's your inner dialogue, don't do the fart.
Don't trust it.
No, or take your pants off and then fart. You know what I mean?
And talk about that's one area where we never learn from our mistakes.
Isn't it? You just think, I'm going to be so fine with this fart. You're not. Overconfident.
I know the last 20 times I've said this to myself, I've muddied my jocks, but I reckon this is my win, this one.
Do you remember Sharon Scrace? She was the first woman who ever said to me, what, the old brown trout licking the undies? I've never forgotten it. It's one of those sayings. And g'day, Sharon, if you're listening. What would you rather two?
Touch and cloth is when I use.
Touch and cloth.
I'm busting for the loo. Are you touch and cloth?
You touch and cloth? Yeah. Well, then relax. You're fine. Would you rather see awful texts a friend wrote about you or have a friend see the awful texts you wrote about them?
Oh, no, I'd rather read the texts that they wrote about me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, every day of the week.
Then I'm still a nice guy at the end of that.
Correct. I had a little incident, which Lauren knows about. We're a mutual friend of ours.
Yes.
I thought I was writing to another friend of ours.
Oh, no.
And I've had a pretty honest... I've had a bit of a go. And then had that moment of like, what did I do? What have I done? And then immediately got red inside and hot. And I was like, no.
And did you roll out some sort of cover story?
I just went with the straight up, mate. Clearly this was not meant for you and I apologise.
What else can you do?
Alternatively, clearly this was meant for you.
Oh, my God, it was awful. I'll never forget.
Did they forgive you?
Yeah, but I sort of had to because it was Mum. Just mucking around, having a bit of fun. Finally, Leems.
Instead of reading crackers at the Christmas dinner, they read Marty's text messages.
Would you rather eat chocolate flavoured? Oh, it's another. You've got a bit of a theme going.
There's other poop ones too I had to leave out.
Would you rather eat chocolate fart?
Chocolate fart? Is that my only option?
Well, it's not far away from that. Would you rather eat chocolate flavoured poop or poop flavoured chocolate?
Oh, hang on. So chocolate-flavoured poop.
Or
right?
Poop flavoured. I don't even understand that one.
It's the first one that someone does a poo. Willy Wonka or something does a poo and it's got a chocolatey.
It tastes like chocolate.
It tastes like chocolate.
Or poop flavoured.
But it's actually poo.
Yeah, but the other one is poo, which just tastes like chocolate.
Right, but it's got the poo. So whatever the poo one is has the poo diseases in it, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to choose the one without the disease, even though it tastes bad.
Yeah. Right. So you're going chocolate that tastes like poo.
So I'm going to just grimace and eat the chocolate, knowing that I'm not going to get sick.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I'll wash that down with a Shiraz. It would be fine.
Oh, it's a glass of red on top of a plate of poo. That's a night out.
If you're not matching your reds with your poos, you're an idiot.
You don't understand degustation. Good on your leaves.
Thank you, Tag.
5 seconds. Stand by two.
Oh, just a little bit of history
on this day.
All right, let's do this. March the 24th today. Welcome to it.
What a belting day. What a belting day it is. 1804, the settlement at the Hunter River was officially named Newcastle. I'm on my way, driving at night. 1939, Wuthering Heights, based on the novel by Emily Bronte. Starring Merle Oberon and Laurence Olivier. Premieres in LA. Was it a live show or a movie?
I don't know. Kate Bush certainly didn't do it in 1939, this song.
No.
I think it was in the 80s at some point. It's good, Kate Bush.
What a fantastic act Kate Bush
was. Yeah. Running Up That Hill.
Yeah,
Running
Up That Hill. Great track. What's Kate Bush up to in other news? 1999, the Matrix film written and directed by the Wachowskis, starring Keanu Reeves and Lawrence Fishburne, with Carrie-Anne Moss premieres.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. Mm-hmm. You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Right.
Great movie.
Can I tell you I've never seen The Matrix?
Haven't you?
Are you kidding?
No.
You should.
I've seen the bit where he dodges the bullets.
Oh, then you've seen it.
You've never seen The Matrix.
I've never watched The Matrix.
Well, you need to change that this week.
I don't like Will Smith.
Not in it.
He was actually meant to be
He was meant to be
Car.
Neo.
Yeah,
yeah.
You didn't know that. Why did you say
that's
that?
That's strange.
No, I don't know why I said
that. You love Keanu.
I love Keanu. Yeah.
You love Keanu.
I love the man that he is, not necessarily the actor that he is. I love that his private life's private and he's dating a woman of appropriate age.
He's very good in The Matrix.
Watch it this weekend. There's a project for you.
I've got
so
much
review.
On.
Do a review.
Oh, pizza.
I didn't say on my chest.
Didn't you already mow the lawn?
If everyone's finished,
yeah, okay.
I'll continue.
Keep going.
2014, the Ukraine withdraws its forces from the Crimea.
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 Thank you for linking
River.
That for us, Will.
One of Will's favourites.
Well, no one explained why we played Ed Sheeran for the Newcastle.
I don't think we need to. Castle on the Hill.
We don't need to explain.
Sometimes we know what a castle is.
No, we don't. If you know what a castle is and you understand the word Newcastle has castle in it, you get it. 1832, Mormon Joseph Smith beaten. I thought that was his name.
There's no hyphen there.
No, I thought his name was Joseph Smith Beaton.
He was beaten.
He was beaten, tarred and feathered in Ohio. Have you heard of the
All-American Prophet? Hello. Wills
they love that.
Wheels have fallen off. There they go. Down to Tuggeru.
They're on their way.
The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M. Tim McDonald has a yarn. Here he goes.
Tim McDonald, welcome.
Here he goes. Great to be here, guys. That intro is going straight to the tribunal.
Yeah.
That is reckless.
It's not our best.
Speaking of not our best, I've got some stuff for us this morning. I don't know if you know this, but Paddy Dangerfield went to the tribunal last night.
I was not aware of that.
Very much on the down low. If you did miss it, rubbed out for 3 weeks for a high bump. You can catch him tonight. He's talking to Oprah about it. He's telling his side of the story. So that's going to be fantastic. But obviously, we've come a long way in footy in terms of concussion.
Yes.
We're aware of you've got to protect the head. This was Paddy Dangerfield last night.
We need to make sure that we protect players' health and safety and respect concussion for what it is.
Protect the head, slightly different in tone to the great Robbie Muir from St Kilda in the 70s.
I've given a player a head-eye tackle. One of the other players ran in and spat me face, so I punched him between the eyes, which I think anyone would do.
Got to protect the head. Got to protect the head.
Got to protect the head. Sometimes if you get spat on, you've got to punch a plug in the face.
But I was thinking about the tribunal. It reminded me of my favourite tribunal story. This is back from 1985. Reserves game, Collingwood, Sydney. A guy by the name of John Burke is the player. Before I play this audio, he's just kicked his opponent in the groin.
Oh.
And then this happens.
Actually, when I was... Oh, he just whacked the umpire. Hey!
Oh, no!
That's unbelievable.
Oh, boy.
The umpire has gone down. This is sensational.
So he's kicked a guy in the groin and then knocked out the umpire who was trying to report him.
Wonderful start.
Wow. Never a good start.
What's happened to football that's not still a part of it?
We've got to stamp that out. Then, so he's knocked the umpire out. He's kicked the guy in the groin. Mm. As he is being escorted from the field, this happens.
Oh, he's going to punch the fellow out of
someone in the stand. He's into someone in the stand.
Oh, he's giving him one too.
Yep.
Yeah, he's done well.
He's kicked a bloke, he's knocked out an umpire, and he's jumped into the stand to knock out a fan, right? So then he goes to the tribunal.
Yeah.
He'd spent 4 hours before the tribunal after pleading not guilty.
Pleads not guilty?
To which one of those things?
That we all saw him and heard him do. So imagine the sentence. We're probably looking at what? Oh,
12, 14, lifetime ban for punching an umpire, surely.
Burke was disqualified for 10 years.
10 years! But the best part about it, it was 10 years and 16 games. So they thought 10 years, 17 games, bit harsh.
Yeah.
10 years, 15 games, not enough. Just before I start, some hot cross buns have just been delivered. Are we going to get stuck into those?
Absolutely we are.
Well, before we do...
Stupid question.
Stupid.
Do you know who you're talking to?
They're getting cold just sitting... Someone's put them near the bin.
They're in packets.
They'll be fine.
Thank you for the hot cross buns.
Speaking of hot cross buns, the America's Cup has been... not run and won because it's a sailing race, but New Zealand beat Italy.
That's right.
Over the weekend. And obviously the Kiwis are very excited, Marty.
Well, rightfully so.
It's New Zealand. What else is there to be excited about?
It's also a massive sporting competition.
Because we won it. When did we win it?
83.
In Perth?
Yes.
Yeah.
Frio.
Is that with the winged keel?
Yeah.
We lost the next one in Fremantle.
Where did we win it?
I think we won it over in the US.
Did we?
Oh,
yeah. Because the previous winner hosts it.
Oh, that's right. Because you had to sit up at night to watch it. Remember?
That's right.
And I think we submitted The Spirit of Tasmania, which wasn't a great idea.
No.
Which wasn't a great idea.
It was dumb.
But the Italian team lost. New Zealand team won. Kiwi's going mad for it. Mm. Especially this commentator, who's gone a bit viral for what he says here.
Emirates Team New Zealand grabbing this race by the horns. They came from behind and now they are sitting on his face like no one has sat on a face before.
What? Sitting on his face like no one has sat on a face before. I mean, you've got to protect the head. I mean, I don't care what sport you're in. You've got to protect the head. Footy's back. Bigger crowds coming to the footy. Restrictions being eased. We're going out. We're eating out. So it's time for a brand new game.
Yeah.
Player or pastor?
Oh! Moon
hits your eye like a big pizza pie. That's amore.
I'll give you a name. Play along in your cars or at home. AFL player or traditional Italian pasta?
This is wonderful.
This is going to make Marty hungry again.
Wonderful.
Because the hot cross buns haven't arrived.
They are coming.
They are coming.
Is working the microwave, I'm not entirely happy about.
Why?
Which part?
It's an oven thing, hot cross buns.
Oh,
or a
okay.
toaster, actually.
Well, she could go upstairs. There's an oven there on the roof.
Toaster is a great call if Lauren can hear us in the kitchen.
Yeah, toaster if you can hear us, mate.
Oh, yeah, getting the thumbs up, she can hear us. You can see us through 17 panes of glass.
This feels like a bit of an off-air chat, guys. Should we crack on with the game?
Have you heard the show?
Let's do it, Tim.
Let's have a bit of a drone try. This is AFL player or pastor. Marty, your first name.
Yes.
Spargo.
Spargo.
Lively small forward for Melbourne or a tomato-based gnocchi dish served with pecorino cheese?
I'll go pasta.
You're going to go pasta?
Yeah.
What makes you say pasta?
It's got a Spargo-y feel.
Mm. It doesn't. Incorrect.
Charlie Spargo's a good young player.
Charlie Spargo from Melbourne.
Oh, two teasers in it.
Yeah.
Name number two. Fiorini.
Fiorini.
Gold Coast on baller and member of the leadership group.
I wouldn't have thought so.
Or a type of ribbon pasta traditionally dressed with pesto.
Oh, I hate pesto pasta.
What?
People who spoon pesto into pasta and spin it around, that's not dinner.
That
sounds
delicious.
It's an entree.
It's not. That's not making dinner for everyone.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, hot cross buns in the microwave, that's a meal.
That's a meal.
Yes.
Pesto pasta. So what are you going to say?
Pasta.
Incorrect.
Doing well so far.
He was a high draft pick.
Braden Fiorini. How many Braden Fiorinis would there be?
One.
Classic Italian name.
Braden.
None from two, Marty.
Third generation Italian. Braden Fiorini.
This is a theme for you so far in our quizzes this morning. No points on the board at all.
Let's see if we can get this one.
Fisky's on tonight.
Yes. 9 p.m. Fisk. ABC TV.
Show or pasta. Fagioli.
Oh,
Frio swing player who made his debut against Melbourne this week, or traditional peasant dish made with elbow macaroni.
Well, I'm going to say
macaroni.
I'm going to say player.
You're going to say player? What makes you say player?
Because I've been wrong two times prior to this question.
Make that three. Oh!
What is going on?
It's a pasta.
The one time I went the other way.
Last one, bring it home, Marty. You've got none from three. Let's see if we can get one on the board.
You know what threw me was that he played his first game last week. I thought, well, that's entirely possible.
Mm.
I would miss a WA footballer.
Lazaro.
Oh, it's so close to lasagna.
Mm. North Melbourne rookie, your team, drafted at pick 36 last year, or a ravioli-like dumpling filled with ricotta, fennel and radicchio.
North Melbourne player.
What makes you say that?
I know he is.
You've got... I mean,
not
you got
from going.
No. North Melbourne player?
Yes.
Well done, Marty. You're on the board.
Yes.
Wow, that was a struggle.
Oh, and Lauren's back with the hot cross buns.
They're in the microphone.
And they're covered in pesto.
Good to
Tim
see you, Tim.
McDonald, thanks for joining.
Now it's time for Lauren's little quiz. It's Cinemasaurus.
Lauren's little quiz. It's kind of stuck, hasn't it? It was a bit of a work in progress of a title.
Yeah.
Cinemasaurus is a great title.
Yeah.
Explain to people how it works.
I read out the title of a movie with every word changed via a thesaurus. Yell out the answer if you think you know. Marty plays Will. Best of five, first to three.
I get so nervous.
Words are replaced by words from the thesaurus. Yeah.
Synonyms.
Synonyms, if you will.
So Star Wars becomes Galaxy Battle.
Yes.
Sure.
Just letting the listeners know.
Yeah.
Because it happens pretty quick in your ear holes.
This week's edition is movies involving vegetarians after our chat about Orlando Bloom yesterday. Whose direct quote was, "I sometimes look at a cow and think, that's the most beautiful thing ever."
I've never thought that, but yep. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion.
Very smelly.
I'm struggling.
Yeah, but they're cute.
They are cute. And there was a poo on them.
But vegetarian movies.
Vegetarian movies. I already got a few in my mind.
I can give you the actor if we're struggling too.
Okay. All right. All first to three, best of five.
Yes. Question one.
Let's go.
The Copying Competition. Starring vegetarian Benedict Cumberbatch.
The Imitation Game.
Oh, well done.
Nearly had it. No, you didn't.
I pictured the movie and I couldn't remember the title.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Okay. I had to stop watching that.
Why?
I've heard it's really good, but I need to give it another
go. Oh, it's exceptional.
Okay. I don't know if it's a big enough movie to have in Cinemasaurus.
Alan Turing?
Yep.
Look, Cinemasaurus is a what? We did chick flicks, you know?
Yeah, but code-breaking movies are not for Cinemasaurus.
Question two.
War film.
No.
Question two. Murder Invoice.
Kill Bill.
Oh, no. Marty, you with us?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm so angry. You need
to Uma's a veggie issue.
No, Daryl Hannah.
Oh.
Right. Come on.
All right, two to
What's
you.
What's the overall head to head score between
two
to
win?
Yeah.
Overall, two games apiece.
Yes,
Question
it is.
Question three.
But you're in the lead here, obviously.
Oh, no, I am.
Marty, yet to score.
This is for the win.
It is.
Heavenly Body Combat Invasion of the Copies.
Oh, my God.
What?
Star Wars Attack of the Clones.
Oh, God almighty! I'm back!
Starring Natalie Portman.
Oh,
very good.
I'm so disappointed in myself.
Try better next week.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show.